status quo is the enemy.
We must think differently.
Get better, faster. Companies don't change, innovate, and transform. People do. Welcome to Innovate for the Future. Listen in as Dirk drills down deep with leaders and innovators from within distribution and beyond who are disrupting markets and changing the way business is done. Those who are innovating for the future.
Innovating for the future.
It's time to change the rules.
Become the disruptor rather than the disrupted.
We own the future.
Are you ready? You can create your future. You own your future. And your journey of innovating for the future begins now with your host, Dirk Beveridge.
All right. Welcome back to Innovate for the Future. I am Dirk Beveridge, your host, the author of Innovate, How Successful Distributors Lead Change in Disruptive Times, and the founder of Unleash WD, the only innovation summit for distributors. And I hope you join us in November at this just amazing conference, two of my favorite days of the entire year. Over the last five episodes of Innovate for the Future, we've been exploring the concept of my life's work. You know, I've been so fortunate over the last 36 months to have the opportunity to facilitate over 22 think tanks of executives and C-suite individuals from distribution businesses all around the country, all different lines of trade. And it's just been absolutely so interesting to pull from them and to help think strategically about where the business is going and what we need to do as an industry, what our trade associations and what we as individual businesses need to do to ensure our sustainability, relevance, and profitability going forward. Now, one of the unintended consequences of those think tanks, one of the things that we've discovered was on the minds of a lot of these individuals is that over the next 3 to 10 years, a significant number of leaders in distribution are going to be transitioning to the next phase of their life, of their career, if you will. And what that means is over the next 3 to 10 years, there are going to be a large number of distribution leaders who are going to reach that inevitable day of transitioning the leadership of their business over to the next generation. And that might mean to the next family members, the next generation within our families, and or others, you know, professional managers or what have you. But that day is coming. And over the next 3 to 10 years, it will happen. That transition will happen in many, many of those businesses that are listening to Innovate for the Future and distribution businesses at large. And so we've been talking about securing my life's work. You know, everything that you have put into that business, everything that you've given to that business, it only makes sense, as I talked about, I think, five episodes back, it only makes sense in this fourth quarter of our career that we spend a great deal of time thinking differently and thinking strategically about how do we secure our life's work? How do we ensure that the decisions we are making today are setting this business up for generational successes? How do we ensure that the decisions we are making today is going to absolutely secure our business, secure our life's work for the next generation and the generation afterwards? And that's what we've been talking about. And you think about, you know, those cycles we go through as leaders. Think about some of those moments that we have as leaders when we are so centered that our purpose is absolutely crystal clear. Can you think about that? How about those moments of clarity when we are absolutely certain that the path forward is destined to succeed? Or how about those moments of growth for yourself personally and the moments of growth for your business, knowing that you are absolutely building the capabilities that the future is going to require of your organization? And then those moments of confidence when we just know that the entrepreneurialism, the professionalism of your organization is building for long-term success. I mean, that's what it's going to require. And those moments of clarity and the confidence are absolutely magical. They're magical. But I also know we're all human. And I also know that we sometimes have this self-talk. And we also know that as reassuring as these moments are, they're not always with us, are they? In this recent survey that we did of over 200 distribution executives, we heard from so many distribution leaders, especially those of us in the fourth quarters of our career, who have some of this self-talk going on. And they're questioning those very things that I just talked about. Some of this self-talk, let me just share with you three or four thoughts that were fed back to us during this survey. A number of individuals fed back to us that, you know, they're concerned, might be too strong a word, but I don't think it is, that they're concerned that they might lack the vision that's going to allow their organization to maintain pace with the rapid change that's taking place in the world and in our business, with our suppliers, with our customers, with technology. Others in that survey fed back to us that they're questioning their business model. And they're questioning if their business model, as strong as it was to get us to this point, is their business model viable for the future and for that next generation. Some talked about having some uncertainty about the decisions that are being made. You know, are the decisions being made truly being made for the long term? Are they truly being made for the next generation? Or are they being made more tactically rather than as strategically as they need to be made? Still others in that survey fed back to us some of the self-talk that the relevance, the long-term relevance of the business is in fact keeping them up at night. And so there's this self-talk. Yes, we have those moments of clarity, and I know those moments are more and stronger than some of this negative or questioning self-talk. But in the end, because of those moments of optimism, those moments of clarity, counterbalanced with some of this other, what I've called self-talk, what came out loud and clear in our survey is that the majority of us listening to Innovate for the Future, the majority of us thinking of your life's work, my life's work, we also know that there is more to do, that there's absolutely more to do in this fourth quarter. It is time to attack this business with passion, with energy, with focus, with a resolve for ensuring our life's work is secure, with a resolve to ensure that we're setting this business up for generational success. And these individuals, you know, they have this appetite for solving the hard issues in front of them, because setting the business up for generational success is not for the faint of heart. It's not easy. But those we're talking to, those we're surveying, they have this appetite for absolutely getting after it and solving the hard issues in front of them. They're energized to absolutely finish the job in this fourth quarter, finish the job of securing their life's work before transitioning the leadership to the next generation. That's inspiring. That's exciting to me. After all, this is your life's work. When you take a look at your business, man, when you take a look at the years you put into it, when you take a look at the sweat, when you take a look at the work, when you take a look at the hours, when you take a look at the investments, when you take a look at the risks, when you take a look at all that you've done, this is your life's work. And man, it's time in this fourth quarter to continue to be energized to finish the job. And how do we do that? We have to ensure that we stay focused on the long term. And over the last four or five episodes, what we've done is we've learned about a success path for securing your life's work. I call it the My Life's Work Success Path. Quickly, let's just review what those steps are. The first step of the My Life's Work Success Path is when we consciously define our purpose. We consciously define the core beliefs that have led us through our career. And we consciously think about what are those core set of values. And again, I said the beliefs that we have leveraged that will have meaning for the next generation. And we want to ensure that we codify those, that we think about them, that we articulate them, and we provide them to the next generation to lead them into the future as well. The second step, we talked about the importance of aligning your team around a clear path forward, identifying the strategies. In fact, having a strategic planning process in place that we can really ensure that we understand what needs to be done to lead our customers to a better future, that's also going to energize our team and ensuring that we have that path forward, that strategy, and that strategy process in place. Third, we talked about the need to focus on growing your personal and your business capabilities, that we're really focused on building the organizational skills and the competencies and the processes to serve tomorrow's customer, not yesterday's, but tomorrow's customer. We're going to need new capabilities in terms of skills, in terms of expertise, in terms of technology and the like. And then fourth, in our last episode, we talked about the need to ensure leadership is focused on sustaining long-term generational results, that we want to ensure that we're strategically positioning the company for the next generation and that we're making strategic decisions and strategic investments accordingly. All right? So this path forward, securing your life's work, obviously requires focus. It obviously requires effort, a lot of focus, and a lot of effort. Now, why do we want to give that focus? Why do we want to give that effort? Well, as I talk to a lot of people in our fourth quarter of our career, you know what? Take a look around you. Look at your employees. Man, they've been loyal to us, and we're loyal to them. And we want to ensure that we're setting this business up for their future. We're dedicated to this business. The family that is going to continue to be a part of this business in one way or another, that love of family, all of that drives our commitment that before we turn our business over to that next generation, that we have done everything we can to position it for the long-term success as we secure our life's work. Again, this is, right, your life's work. And it's going to be left to others to continue on. And knowing that they are as committed to you and that they have the foundation that's going to continue to build upon your legacy, well, my goodness, that is absolutely worth preserving. So, thinking about what's next. This survey that I mentioned, over 200 distribution executives took part in it. What I found, one of the statistics that jump out at me is this: 80% of distribution executives are approaching the day with energy, focus, and purpose. Now, we admit that while we might get pulled into some questioning self-talk, as I just alluded to, and while we might get pulled into the crisis of the day or crisis of the hour, 80% approach the day knowing that they have more work to do, and they are approaching the day with an energy and a passion to continue their work in the fourth quarter. Some of the things I heard specifically, these individuals told me, they said, "Dirk, I have learned to love change." And you know what? In this fourth quarter of our career, as we're thinking about securing our life's work, we need to learn to love change. I absolutely love that. Another said to me, "Dirk, I know that I have a lot to do before I retire, and I'm energized by the changing landscape." Isn't that just wonderful to hear? Energized by the changing landscape, and that changing landscape means we have more to do, and I'm energized to do it. I know I've got a lot to do. And another, "I love this optimism," said to me, "Dirk, I'm encouraged by the next generation of leaders, and I have supreme confidence that they're going to handle the future successfully." I mean, those things are great. That type of thinking energizes the living daylights out of me. And how would you like to be in a room with individuals who are thinking like that? And by the way, that's what our new offering, My Life's Work Mastermind, is all about. If you're thinking about preparing your business for transition of leadership to the next generation, I really encourage you to look into My Life's Work and joining this intimate group of just 30 individuals that I'm going to be bringing together quarterly. This intimate group of big dreamers, strategic thinkers, and the committed difference makers who are prepare and preparing their business, not just to meet, you know, my needs, my individual needs, but preparing that business for the next generation for unprecedented success. You can get all the details at MyLife'sWorkMastermind.com, MyLife'sWorkMastermind.com. What is My Life's Work? My Life's Work is, it's the only program, the world's only program for distribution executives who are ready to secure their life's work. What we're going to do is we're going to facilitate a series of innovative, I mean, our plans are very, very cool, a series of innovative quarterly coaching retreats. You're going to be provided a system that's going to really, you're going to work and think about how do you set the trajectory of your business for relevance, profitability, and success before transitioning to the next generation. Because, you know, what your next generation of leaders is able to accomplish is really going to be a testament of how you prepared them for their life's work. But right now we're talking about your life's work, my life's work. Over the last five episodes of Innovate for the Future, we've looked at this success path, the My Life's Work success path, and I really hope that it stimulated you to think about securing your life's work, securing your legacy in a way that you haven't before. If you'd like to learn more, go to MyLife'sWorkMastermind.com. There's a place on there. If you're interested in talking to me about it, you can schedule a meeting with me to talk about what we've got planned. I am just absolutely excited, thrilled. I'm honored that we're going to be getting 30 individuals like you together in a room quarterly next year and probably the year after that and the year after that to continue to focus on securing our life's work. For now, go to MyLife'sWorkMastermind.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Innovate for the Future. We're going to continue on with episodes of Innovate for the Future going forward, all about innovating our businesses for the future in this age of disruption. It's absolutely critical that we do so. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you on the next episode of Innovate for the Future. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, thanks for listening to Innovate for the Future with Dirk Beveridge, delivering a new voice, a new energy, and a new outlook.